Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow. My, oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
And it's official.
What is?
We didn't win a Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, honey. But it went to Kendrick. It went to...
Yes, contemporaries of ours.
Some of our pals at New York Magazine.
Look, am I salty that we didn't win?
Yes. Yes.
Is it going to be hard to see the Pulitzer panel now when we go hang out with them on the weekends?
Yes.
It's going to be very difficult for a little while.
I'll be like, Greg, how could you have given Alice Munro an award and not us?
I'm just saying, we wrote a sterling piece on Antony for Vulture, and we were told
roundly rejected.
We were told it could win a Pulitzer, and to be rejected is
very hurtful.
It's a comment on really them.
It's not about us. It's about them. Look, speaking of award shows, oh my God, we missed. Guys, Matt and I were supposed to go to the Shorty Awards.
Okay, yeah.
We couldn't make it because we had this emergency come up, but we were supposed to go.
Yeah.
And we missed all this crazy stuff happening, like fucking the Queer Eye guys working the red carpet.
Yes, we could have interacted with them.
We had a red carpet slot. We were supposed to go. The teal carpet.
The teal carpet.
And then we missed this whole Adam Pally nonsense.
Okay, yeah. Apparently Adam Pally read the Shorty Awards for filth and was like fired mid-presentation.
Just escorted off
stage. We'll have to bring the girls in on this. But also, we just want to say... We were preparing to go to the Shorty Awards because we had full intent to go.
Yes.
Until a conflict happened.
Conflict happened.
We have nothing to wear.
And we are also two little Cinderella faggots.
Mm-hmm. Cinderella faggot.
Cinderella faggot.
The title of your book.
Yes. We didn't have anything new to wear to the ball.
So listen, what we're saying is we're not saying send us stuff, but we're saying like, let's have a conversation about you sending us stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't know, bonobos, something, somebody.
Because can I tell you something? It's hard out there on Instagram when you see how some of these comedians are looking and they're putting forward lurks. And that brings me to
our guest
today's episode.
Oh my God.
Fashion at the forefront.
Yes.
But
they're not just style.
No,
they are all substance.
Because guess what? You could click double tap.
You
could click double tap on these pictures and then say, I'm checking out the show. And then you would go to the show and be blown away because these are two of my favorite comedians in New York City and the country. Forget it. The country.
The country. And they're two of the most charismatic people, separate, together. Sideways, you know, upside down.
One of them's in the air 100 feet, one of them's on the ground, you know, however they're arranged.
Come on.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And I'm going to go through the credits because these are some opportunities to get on board.
Oh.
All right. The Unofficial Expert Podcast
amazing
is
podcast.
One of the best podcasts. I was on there. Have you been on there?
I have been invited on, but all of my proposals for my expertise have been roundly rejected.
We're going to have to get into that.
So we're going to get into this.
That
fine.
Sounds
it's
like
fine.
Some
it's
drama.
I'm not bitter.
Also, literally, if you are listening to this episode on the day of release.
Yes.
And we hope you are.
April 25th.
We hope you were so excited it was like Christmas. It's April 25th, and they have a show, Hotbox Comedy, at 7 p.m.?
8 p.m.
Okay. And it's at Et Al.
Et al.
At 191 Christie Street, down in the East Village.
East Village,
East
Lower
Village.
East Side. And they are just two amazing comedians, resplendent comedians. You've seen them at JFL. You've seen them all around town in LA, across the country, doing the damn thing. Please welcome
Sydney Washington and Marie Faustin. Come on.
Yes. Hi. Category is beautiful introduction.
Hello.
Thank you.
Category is deserved introduction.
Okay. Oh my God. I'm blown away by all the words that you were saying about us.
There were
so
many
nice.
Words.
I was like, well, who are the guests of this episode?
Yeah.
That don't even sound like us.
Here's the thing. You're trying to slide immediately into positivity, but I believe that an issue was just raised, which is that Bowen has brought up many topics to come discuss on your podcast, Unofficial Expert, in which people are unofficial experts.
Well, can we talk?
Yes, we can
talk.
That's why
we'll talk candidly. Yes.
Speak honestly.
Honestly and truly, okay? The podcast is called The Unofficial Expert. We have people come on who are experts at things that you don't really need skills for.
Right.
So Matt was our Hollywood expert.
Hollywood.
No, wait. Let's talk about it. He was our Kelly Clarkson expert.
and then we went
off the rails.
We never got into it.
We never got it. We talked about it a little bit, and then it was like, off the rants.
It was ungrained. I listened to it.
We talked about the first time you like realized that you were gay.
It was beautiful.
I know, yeah. It was very much a hybrid of this podcast and that, in that it was cultural influences meets me saying I was an expert about Hollywood, but not being whatsoever.
I love just the concept of the podcast is excellent because incredible. I listened to Shalewa Sharp's episode today. Mm-hmm. She's the grown woman expert.
Ooh,
and grown woman like, expert.
Shalewa told this amazing story about this nice, well-meaning white lady who asked her to move over so she could sit with her friends. And all Shalewa had to do was just stare her in the eye and not say anything for her to just back off and be like, okay, actually, you know what? My friends are going to sit over there. And I was
That's
like,
so
oh!
grown woman.
Grown woman.
It's so grown woman,
and
yes.
It's so grown woman and it's so reminiscent of my childhood. Like, yes. All my family had to do was look at me. And mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I did fuck up. Let me be quiet. let me hush.
Right. Did I fuck up with my proposals for my expertise? Because I think what I ran
well,
by you guys.
What do you think?
Okay, no, read them. Get the text.
There's receipts. This was all verbal. This was all face to face.
No, dude.
Yes,
it was. It's a message.
Well, let's talk about some of our favorites. We had a walk of shame expert.
Love that. Yes.
Just a messy man, just taking a train of shame and a walk of shame and a bridge of shame. Just shame.
I love that.
We had an open relationship expert.
Gotta have
just the white woman that was a hoe.
Yeah.
And she's still alive, which I was so blown away by. I was like, yo, man, once you out there on these streets.
Yeah.
And then come back to him?
Okay.
Wow, he don't really want you, but okay.
Hashtag chlamydia.
So now you're giving your expertise on this topic. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We had a runaway bride expert.
What?
She was delusional.
Oh, delusional.
Okay, these are all very specific, and all I pitched to you guys, I can't find the text in.
Okay.
What do you think you're the expert of?
I said I am the expert of these Japanese video games, and you're like,
you're gonna fall
no.
asleep, boo. You're gonna go to sleep, man. What you think?
Honestly, look, it's a niche interest.
Fine. But okay, how about can I be the expert of like microwaved food, like frozen dinners? I'm an expert at that. Oh, you guys,
that's just sad.
Yeah, but I'm leaning into the sadness.
Like a hungry man, or like a celeste.
Like I don't even have to look at the fucking package. I know.
Bowen, I feel like you travel. I feel like you're
culture expert.
You're like a Carmen Sandiego.
Okay, I love that for
you're
you.
You're always around.
Geography expert.
You're so good.
That's I'll be
good.
Geography expert.
Just
world
travel.
Expert.
We want to know about like the messiest places you've been. Mm-hmm. We want to know type of luggage you bring in with you. We want to know
bring your passport.
Shoe you wear on the plane.
We want to see your stamps. Like, let's go.
Luggage, that's the best. I have been told I travel very efficiently, uniformly.
Mm.
And so, you know what? That'll be it.
I feel like you fold your drawers several times.
I fold them and roll them.
Mm. Roll them and roll
them.
Fold them and roll them.
Fold them and roll them.
That's title of it. Fold them and roll them.
Early contender.
Fold and roll.
I feel like you know what like soft pant mm-hmm. like to wear on a plane.
There you go. Okay. You know what? I feel good about this.
I feel like you use dryer sheets.
I'm so happy. Okay. I'm very grateful for you guys just not even caring for the first few pitches that I ran by you because you were able to lead me to a better version of myself.
Listen, we bring you down, but bring you up.
Yes.
Stand on mountains.
And the rest of that song coming later.
You guys, wait, have you guys talked about this on the pod, like on your solo apps? What are you guys the experts in just separately?
Yeah.
And together.
Okay, let's first go to Sydney. What are you the expert in?
Man, I feel like I'm the expert in bad relationships.
Mm. Okay, but you've been in a good one for a while.
Okay, I feel like it's one-sided on good. I feel like I'm the ain't shit. I don't know if you guys watch Insecure, but I am Lawrence.
Oh, Lawrence.
That's a big statement.
Lawrence is... No, season one, he didn't cheat yet.
No, he was dope though.
He sat on the couch. Oh, he worked at Best Buy.
That'd be me. Dude.
Yeah, but he was also gorgeous. Like that's me.
Here's the thing. The thing is, Insecure in the first few episodes, when she was like, when the whole show was kind of about I have to leave this person, mm-hmm. everyone in the audience was like, yeah, you do. Yeah. I didn't even think he was gonna be a character after the second episode.
No, right. But
he was so pathetic.
And then he's at Dwayne Reed with her while she's buying panties. I was
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
scene.
But the episode you see him in like his bad time, like he looked scruffy, he didn't mm-hmm, work out, mm-hmm. but like I could see the good in that dude. I could see why she stayed mm-hmm. so long.
Not me.
And the glow up did happen, especially on season 2.
And I feel like that's me. Like I feel like I'm shitty right now, but once I get my feet on the ground planted, mm-hmm. meaning like I get tons of coins, mm-hmm. I'll be a better girlfriend. Yeah.
But you're not working at Best Buy.
I'm not working at Best Buy, but I feel like sometimes my comedy, like the shows I be at, be real woo woo.
It's not woo. They're not the Best Buy.
No,
thank you. They're not the Best Buy.
And you're not fucking some cute bank teller.
I'm not. I'm not. But my girlfriend is definitely doing the most in terms of the relationship. I feel like I've dated so many bum dudes that I feel like it rubbed off on me that I'm low key a bum as well.
Yes, listen, they mean like a light gray sweatpants.
This is a bad self image.
You
know what's that? Like they're hearing this and then they'll see a picture of me. I'm like, nah.
you present.
Okay, and now we're back
thriving.
We're back up on our good self image.
See?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, Marie.
Marie, now what are you the unofficial expert in?
Well, this year I've decided it's going to be my hoe year.
Yes.
Okay.
We're calling it Hoe Centennial 2018.
I love that.
That's patent pending. And so I had never been on a dating app because I'm pretty. And so I joined Bumble this year and I was like, oh, Bumble, I thought it was a game. Like, I'm winning.
They feel like a game.
Right. I'm swiping, but I'm not hitting anybody up.
Yeah, that is winning.
Exactly. And then like the matches would go away and I'd be like, well, what happened to the dude with the beard?
I know. They go away.
Honestly. And the way that I was doing it, I was like, I'm not going to swipe until I see a black man. And then there I would just keep going. And then I'd be
like, Bumble, though.
Was I looking for an Asian?
You should have been on Soul Swipe.
No. I feel like Soul Swipe. That's where the white women are. Okay. They're on all the black people dating apps.
Wow. No.
Okay.
So I deleted Bumble after 2 weeks. And now I'm on Hinge.
Okay.
What is Hinge?
Okay, Hinge is like...
You have to have mutual friends in order to connect. That's what it is.
Something like that. Yeah. But not everyone is a person that we have in common.
Yeah, because I'm like, who your friends know that could possibly be on a date with you?
Honestly, sis, nobody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nobody.
I'm actually an expert in cock blocking.
I am like a goalie.
Like, I'm like... I'm like... knocking out all the dusty dick.
Is that because you want your friend all to yourself or because what is it? What makes you a good cock blocker?
I want the best of the best for Marie because I hold her at a high standard. And so
You have a problem with everyone that approaches.
Yes, I know. Everybody who approaches her, they'll be in a linked over sneaker. I'm like, you didn't get a haircut. You look crazy. Where do you work? What are you bringing to the table? Are you bringing the whole table? You're bringing half the table. That's not enough. You need enough table for me to sit down as well.
Listen, I'm just trying to get a meal and some non-mediocre penis, okay? Like some consistent dick.
You don't need the table.
But good dick.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I want my friend smiling from ear to ear. That's how good the dick gotta be.
Yeah.
But we don't know,
like his shoe, people with good dick might have struggly sneakers.
No, I can tell by their handshakes that I'm like, oh, he's not giving you anything you need, girl.
Sydney wants me to have like Chelsea boot dick.
Chelsea boot dick.
Wow, Chelsea boot dick, also a front runner for title of app.
I know exactly what that means.
Yeah, 100%.
He's got like a pea coat on. It might have been like a little bit of a wool blend.
Yes.
And it just makes you feel amazing.
Yeah. He wears cashmere, not on a special day. He just throws it on.
It's because it's what was in his closet.
Yeah, right.
She deserves that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah, what are you saying you're the expert in? Dating apps nowadays?
No, going out with people that I don't like, just, you know, because that's what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm.
That's got to wear on
that's
you.
What my truth is.
No, because this is the thing. Marie is such a character that she can hold a conversation, a terrible conversation, on her own and have a good time.
I'm here for the food and the wine, okay? Yes. That's it. If I happen to like you, great, right? Like, I've been going on some day dates recently, like some all day affairs.
They are fun. They can be fun.
Like, eat lunch, like, go to get a drink, smoke some weed, go to a show, then have dinner because we're together for so long.
Wow, that's an event.
Not even going to kiss you.
When Marie says, when she says booked and busy, she talking about something else.
Okay, book busy and blessed.
Wow.
That's incredible.
I know.
That's because honestly, like, that gets into territory of like, oh, now we've spent all day together. You almost feel like obligated.
No, says who?
I don't ever feel
that. No, there's no obligation.
Of course there's not. It's just an interior feeling.
Of course.
For y'all.
Yeah.
No, for you.
I'm speaking from my own perspective. It's like, if that happens to me ever, like, I always be like, at the end of the date, I happen to get very anxious. Whenever I've ever dated in my life, I get very anxious in the last hour of the date because I'm like, what's going to happen? Are we going home? Is there a kiss going to happen?
I get
very in my head.
It sounds like when you say obligated, that sounds almost like an emotion, and Marie doesn't have those. So,
how is she going to smile from ear to ear if she has
taken me over,
caught up in sorrow, lost in a this song.
And the rest of that song coming later. What about you? Okay, so now I know you're going to come on now as the expert of this new thing that you found.
Yes. Carmen San Diego.
But what else?
Carmen San Diego of the world.
I can't pull this out myself. I need you guys to
We're
going to
help you. Well, what else are you good at? Because it can't be the Japanese cartoon thing.
No.
We don't want to do that.
No, you're better than that.
It feels like...
You're better than that.
Okay.
I can tell by your haircut that you're
it
better
should be,
than that.
Your expertise should okay. be like really nice. Being like secretly rich or something.
He is secretly rich.
No.
Never talk about it.
No.
I am not rich.
He has a movie theater in the house.
That's my parents, and they have nothing to do with me financially.
Coming from wealth, honey.
No,
honey. How you know he has money. He's like, it's just my parents. It's
he's
like,
in
you
the will.
Parents.
You in the will.
But it's my Asian immigrant parents who are like, no, you're not touching any of this. Maybe.
That's what they tell you, dude. So you can be humble. My dad giving you all the money.
My dad read you the other day.
What did
he was
say?
Like, wow, Bowen really loves to go back to Denver. He loves being there. I was
he
like,
knows what's up.
I was like, yep, because he likes chilling in the movie theater.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's the best.
You do seem very happy in your element.
You have your own movie pass called your family.
It's honestly when the situation arose around Thanksgiving 2017,
which was the Bowen is rich moment on Instagram.
The movement. I went back and forth and watched all the videos of all the stories.
It was so
research.
Good.
I was like, well, who else is tagged here?
I was my character was assassinated. Here's the this
are
is,
we going to Denver? Can we go to Denver?
Come to Denver.
Oh my god, I've always wanted to go.
You
I
guys?
Went to Denver one time, smoked weed at a concert and fell asleep.
What concert?
Up.
What concert?
It was a Damian Marley concert.
Oh, very cool.
Damian Marley?
In September last year.
Listen, he gotta secure those bags, okay? He was in Denver getting that money. That Anglo-Saxon money.
It was a lot of white
he
people
has
there.
Oh the god. Marley. Name and the Marley money.
Okay, that's someone who like is truly rich. I know it's a bit, but I'm denouncing this
Bowen,
assassination of character.
But he certainly, I will say, over the years, he impresses me with the quality of his clothing sometimes. Like sometimes you don't
I just know how to shop.
Right. But you are the kind of person who if you want the clothing item, you will pay coins for it.
Mm.
Whereas
we would never. We would never. We are not paying those coins.
I got consignment shop money.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. It's like, I'm not paying full retail.
Because
I know that's not how much it costs to make this
you
garment.
You know what kind of money I have? I have switching tags type money. I'm like, ooh, switching that's $40. Tags. I'm going to make it $2. Thank you.
It feels like a 12.
Yeah.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Do people do that? People switch tags?
Yes, Boots.
How does that work?
Oh, Sydney, how does that work?
Okay, we don't have to get in this.
How does that work,
sis? Well, first of all, you walk into the store as a white woman. That's how you switch the tags. You don't go in as a black or brown person. You just go in as a Suzanne or a Rebecca. And then you go in and you look like you're going to buy something. And then you're switching tags in the dressing room. And
you got to fold a little plastic piece and then you got to pull it out. And then you put another.
Oh my God, you guys!
You
that is,
are
scammers and boosters.
That is some
confirmed
felons. No.
Allegedly, that's
allegedly.
How you do it.
I heard this through the book "The Coldest Winter Ever," so I don't. This is not real.
You said you heard it.
This is merely research.
Yeah,
it's an audiobook.
I have the audio.
Because she don't read.
Shut up.
I don't read either. It's okay. Hold my hand. We don't read.
But when you read,
I read.
Of course he reads.
Marie reads.
He's got reading glasses.
But
on.
I read. Okay.
Yes. Oh yeah.
We all read.
We all read.
She wags the
we
finger.
Read,
she reads.
She reads.
What are you reading right now?
Here we go.
And she doesn't have to tell you what I'm reading because this is what I'm talking about, and this is what I feel. And Matt. I feel like this is a safe space.
Please.
I feel like straight white men are the scariest people in the world.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely, 100%
so
are.
Any confirmed. Chance that I get to just like bring them down several notches, I will.
And that's how you do it.
And that's how you do it. Okay. You just got to keep the Bradleys and the Brysons.
But yeah, Marie,
the
Brysons. You hook up with them. That's what I don't understand.
Sis, pay the check and then let me sit on your face. I'm still going to disrespect you while I'm sitting.
Thank you. Absolutely.
I suppose.
It's because Sydney's like, oh, but you hook up with white dudes. And it's like, yeah, sure. Of course. You hooked up with dusty dudes who slept on air mattresses.
Yes, but they were in my community.
Right.
I'm doing community service.
Thank you.
But I'm not Mother Teresa, sis.
I'm paying it forward.
I want to hook up with somebody who has a nicer apartment than mine.
Yes.
You can't have no roommates. Uh-huh. You got to live closer to the city.
Good view.
And you, good. I mean, I don't even care about the view.
You can't eat the view. You can't fuck the view.
I need eat the view. Exactly.
You can't sit on the view's
you
face.
You can't. shit on the music.
I believe all this stuff is, yes, you definitely should have that in a man. So you're saying you can't get that in a brown or Mexican?
I'm saying I have not seen them.
No,
and here's, I know Mexicans are known for having lots of roommates.
Here's what I want to say about Sydney right now and Marie.
I'm saying that I haven't. No, wow. They don't hinge, sis.
You need to go out.
You could be getting this all the time on Unofficial Expert Podcast. Just
really, truly. Wait, I got to say this about Sydney and Marie, because there is a phenomenon going on where a lot of people of color are like shitting on white dudes, being like, fuck white dudes.
I was about to tweet that today. Okay. I said I've been doing this since 2000.
Sydney and Matt talked about this one time at Kellogg's Diner.
Yes, we have.
That there's this phenomenon going on. This is gay men. This is women. This is a lot of people who like shit on white dudes. Mm-hmm. White dick, white pussy, whatever, mm-hmm. white whatever genitals, but then they go off and they just like couple up with these white people.
What's up
and
with that?
Like, what's up with that?
Oh, that feels like an attack on my character.
No. I'm saying you two like live by your values and you stick to them.
But listen, I'm still gonna be disrespectful to to Johnny and Charles and Peter.
Yes.
I'm not gonna marry a white man and I will never bring a white man home.
One time Sydney at a show, saw a bunch of white guys wearing trucker hats, and then she called them King of the Hill.
I did. That was the funniest.
King of the Hill.
I think that's genius.
It is. Oh, well, they are genius.
It was so rude.
I think that people, like, when they pick a specific partner, they're like, oh, you're excluded from this.
It's love.
Yeah.
You have feelings.
It's like you can say like, oh, people in Europe are rude, mm-hmm. but like you would fuck a European person that you were attracted
it's
to.
True. Nah, a lot of them don't be circumcised. I don't have time to be digging through extra skin. I got stuff
You were shady one time. Okay, so we saw, it was a comic that we know and love. We won't say the name.
Okay.
But I was like, that person is so fucking hot. And Marie just
goes,
I just go, no I mean, way. Marie just goes, I don't know. He's short.
Yeah.
I mean, vertically challenged is a thing.
It is.
I like a tall man. Does that mean that I haven't dated short dudes? Of course I have.
Yeah. You can still disrespect them.
Of course.
Yeah. He has
still
abs.
Still gonna be like, you need help picking that up from the top shelf? Like, I'm not gonna uplift my man.
You just said something very important.
Marie has abs.
And so that changes your outlook.
I feel like it's just you're in a different bracket when you have abs.
100%.
Like, you don't have to have a six pack, but you more than one ab, I feel like you're just put up there. Like you shouldn't be talking to the regular average, regular degular dough.
You shoot to the top of the list, especially on Instagram, because it's like Instagram can find the people who post the abs and push them to the top.
But I don't post the abs on Instagram.
You don't?
You're withholding the abs.
Don't listen to her. She'll have a thin shirt on and the ab will be peeking through the fucking shirt.
But that's the tasteful way to show them off.
Thank you.
Are abs made in the kitchen, Marie? Is this a diet thing? Is this a workout thing?
Oh, yeah, talk about that.
No, it's a genetic thing. And it's a sucking in properly when I'm taking a photo and it's like, oh, the lines are more like, they deeper today.
God bless.
But my whole thing is that I don't have abs because I don't work toward them. So I'm actually doing y'all a favor, because imagine if I had abs.
I know, you'd be a different person.
I wouldn't even be on this podcast.
she'd be booked somewhere else.
She'd have an ABC sitcom called Sydney.
She'd be Sid. I'll make it Sid.
You was Sid.
Simply Sid.
Sid in the City.
Sid in the City.
Oh my God, that's a great show.
Come on, I'm saying that's the title of your book.
Oh my God. Sid in the City.
I'm naming everyone's books today.
Thank you so much.
I'm saying this because people do this to me and Matt all the time where they're like, they lump us together and they're like, oh my God, you guys would do a thing and this would be the whole premise of it. Yeah. You two would have a sitcom and the character qualities would be that Marie has abs and Sydney doesn't.
Ooh, are you calling me the Miranda bitch?
Did you just call me
the Black Miranda?
Defining qualities of these heightened versions
Bowen,
of yourselves.
We're done, and you're not doing the podcast.
Well, I think it would be a very good like. Literally every episode is just Marie getting cock blocked by Sid.
Yeah,
honestly, that's fun, what it would. That's not fun for me.
No, I should have abs with all the cock blocking I'm doing. I should have bigger arms.
Honestly,
at least
your core should be so tight,
so
strong.
I'm tumboing all the dick. Matumbo.
Sydney's like, is he paying for everybody's dinner? I'm like, dude.
And by everybody,
we
mean
on a date.
Me.
And she's like, but I'm here.
And sometimes I'm like, Marie, drop a pen. And I'll just stop by. Hey, guys, I was in the neighborhood.
Oh, my God. Just arriving to cockblock.
Have you truly done that?
No, but I've thought about
she
it.
She would, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try
that's real friendship.
Yeah.
That's not real friendship.
Well,
who's side are you on, Bowen? Because I'm not you playing the fence.
He's hosting. He's truly hosting right now.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Bowen. Okay. I appreciate you.
He's hosting the both of you playing both sides.
Yes.
But by the end of this podcast, I will have chosen a side.
You.
That's what makes me trash and you class.
Thank you.
Okay.
And that's the brand, honey.
I love it, honey.
I'm here for everything. All of it.
Listen.
Except the cock block.
Right, right, right. Well, that's the thing is like your character on the show would be cock blocked, but you in real life could be raking in the dick.
No,
the
but good Sydney dick. Would also cock block in real life. I feel like.
At the premiere party.
Murray, what's going on here?
Have I ever stopped you from getting dick that you truly, honestly wanted?
I mean,
deserved?
If I truly, honestly wanted the dick, I was going to get
dick. Yeah, exactly.
Honestly and truly.
I've never done anything to stop Murray from getting whatever she wanted. If anything, I lift you. I am Kobe Bryant most of the time.
Sydney swears she's a good wing woman.
I am a great wing woman.
You seem like you'd be great. You seem like you make things happen.
I'm fantastic.
No, she doesn't.
Of course.
Marie, if you got to go to the bathroom, I'll hold a conversation. You need me to hold your purse.
I don't need you. Okay, see that? Okay, boom. Okay, let's get into it.
Wow.
Let's get into it. Okay, because yesterday I was minding my black ass business. And this beige gentleman came over and was talking to me real close.
Where were you?
He was so close.
We were working.
Yeah. Okay, okay. We're not going to say where, but We were working in the studio.
The girls were working.
We were working.
We had an I-9.
You had an I-9 filed, yeah. Social security.
Therefore, we were at work.
Social was on the sheet.
Clocked right the fuck in.
And he came over and he was like real kind of like, you know, he's asking me questions about stuff. I'm like, oh, this is, okay, well, let me go pee. I get up to go to the bathroom. Okay. I come back and Sydney's talking to him. But she's trying to make it seem now like she was holding the fort for me. But it's like, but you know I didn't want him. Even if he wanted me.
Since he got a Netflix show or HBO show or something, I feel like you got some time.
You at least have time.
He's divorced too. Girl, get you some time.
You might as well keep the ball in the air.
You got some time.
You have time for this.
Yes.
Hear him out.
We have time.
Keep the ball in the air.
Hear the opening statement.
I looked in the schedule book. I said, oh, she got time. Saturday at 8. Oh, she got
Saturday
time.
Saturday, she's wide open.
You should just give Sydney your schedule.
Yeah.
And she can book these things for you.
Now she'll just pop up where I am.
Yes. Very true.
I vicariously lived through Marie because
I'm in a relationship. I can't do shit. There's no shit to do. I'm sober as fuck.
Yes.
There's no like getting into trouble. She has Marie's number. She sees my Instagram story. She know where the fuck I'm at. Like, I can't do anything wild, crazy, and free ever.
Right. Her girlfriend will text me and I'll be like, Sydney, are we together? Mm-hmm. And we'll be together. But I'm like, are we together?
Wow. Oh, wait. She goes to you first?
No, she'll just like, because Sydney's phone dies a lot. She don't be charching.
Yeah.
Again, and another way that I feel our family.
I have charged Sydney's phone personally.
You have.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah.
But her girlfriend will be like, hey. And I'll get that. I'll be like, screenshot. Are we together? Even though she's sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
Are you here? Because I don't know. Like, I don't know where she told her she was going to be. Yeah. But I'm a good friend.
Yeah, but you're putting in the points for me to be like, this is my friend, my ride or die. And you need to give people these tests.
Uh-huh.
You have to do these tests. If you're in a relationship, will they cover for you?
Yeah.
You got to cover for
a
friend.
I mean, I think she knows that I would lie for you.
Okay.
Unequivocally.
Lie for you. Cheat, and steal for me.
I mean, I won't
kill for me.
I won't kill for you. But
I feel like you stepped on a roach for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The roach was not at my home.
Wait, hold on.
We were outside the home.
Yeah, of course. You would kill for her?
No.
Marie barely hugs me. She definitely ain't killing nobody for me.
Would you kill for each other?
Yes, I would.
I would kill
for each other. Bitch, you see what these people are doing over here?
Yes, but these are gays.
These miscellaneous men.
We're black women. We're going to do hard time. Remember her name.
Yes, okay. We're definitely not doing it.
You are insane.
Oh, we're definitely, it won't be Orange is the New Black where people got weeds and shit in there. They're taking off my whole wig. My whole edges will be gone in that cell.
Oh, in jail, just looking like Whitney on a bad day.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
That's not my truth.
I feel you. I don't want you to kill for me, but definitely.
I'll lie for you.
Lie for me. If we
I'll obstruct justice.
Yes,
for
I want you to come into court and have a white suit on.
Wait, hold on. Dude, can I tell you something? In theory, I think I would kill for you, but I don't want to go to jail.
Okay, see?
I would go to jail for you.
You would?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Well, y'all rat each other out.
Can I tell you something?
Can his family can afford good.
The bail. My parents, I don't know. No, they can afford
it. The only lawyers my family knows are fucking immigration lawyers, and that's it. Like, they don't know.
I feel like that's the best lawyer.
What did I think of? Can I tell you something?
They keep you in the country.
They do.
A legit scenario I thought of the other day.
What?
Is that you and I were in a situation which was very similar to... we both are getting interrogated.
Yeah.
And you know that thing where the interrogator says to you, by the way,
such and such,
Bowen gave you up already. Yeah.
So like, no, he didn't.
I would say no, he didn't.
Yeah.
And you would know that he did not.
I would know. And then later when they brought us together, if they said one of you gave each other up and so let's get it. I would look to him and I'd be like, I know he did it.
We would look each other in the eye.
I'd say, Marie? I know it.
Yeah,
Marie,
what about
in that situation.
Well, what is it? Did we set it off? Is it a Queen Latifah?
It's okay. Pretend it set it off. Pretend it set it off. Yeah.
But if it set it off, they don't have the opportunity to be questioned because they're going hard the whole time.
Oh, yes. Right. You're right.
But also,
or we're getting killed in front of a bus.
Your first mistake was not succeeding or dying trying.
Your second mistake was wearing box braids and burnt tips as a mushroom cut.
Yes.
No.
That was the second mistake.
No, that was the first mistake.
That's the first mistake.
The third mistake was having sex with that dude for money to send her brother to college.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember Set It Off?
Yes. It's actually rule of culture number 30. There are many mistakes in Set It Off.
Yes, many mistakes. Well, first of all, it was a check. I was like, what are we doing a check? You're going to give me cash, bro? Give me cash.
There's going to be a paper trail.
I don't need a paper trail on this pussy. What's wrong with you?
Paper trail on this pussy. Mm-mm. That should be the name.
Another front runner for title event.
We're doing so good with these titles, dude.
Yes, Barry.
Cheers.
Cheers. By the way, this red is stunning. Hi, guys. Today, our episode is sponsored by Away Travel, which is revolutionizing luggage, bitch. I am living for Away Travel's products, and I know that you have been rolling with the suitcase of theirs for a little bit of time.
Yes, honey. Oh, I love this thing. It's truly, truly amazing, and like I can't believe I'm geeking out on luggage, but it's a lifesaver. There's an external battery in there for me to charge my devices. There's a TSA approved combination lock to prevent theft. There's 360 degree wheels. It's amazing. I'm a packaging queen.
Mm-hmm. You've always said that about me. You.
Yes, yeah. You have. Yeah. I love packaging. It comes in this gorgeous drawstring bag that can double as a laundry bag. There's an amazing instruction booklet in there that's shaped like a passport and sized like a passport. I am obsessed with this Away.
You know, if it's shaped like a passport and sized like a passport,
it might be an Away instruction manual.
Absolutely. That was going to be the end of the joke. Look, guys, if you want to choose your own color and style of bag, you can do that. There are several different kinds of bags that'll fit your several different kinds of vacations. You know, there's the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large for extended stays. So if you go into, you know, Nice for 2 weeks, you need a big bag. That's an extended stay.
That's an extended stay.
But if you're just going down to Orlando for the weekend, you just take the carry-on, perhaps.
There you go. Yeah. Some key design features are all suitcases made with premium German polycarbonate, unrivaled in strength and impact resistance, and very lightweight, and features 4 360-degree spinner wheels guaranteed for a smooth ride.
Yeah, I love a smooth ride.
Me too.
I prefer it. You know, there's a 100-day trial. How about that? I love a 100-day trial. Listen, you can live with this product. Vibe. With this product.
Ooh.
Travel with this product. And most importantly, Instagram with this product.
Okay.
And listen, if you like it at the end of 100 days, you can just keep it. Or if you don't like it, which I don't know why that would happen, you could return it for a completely full refund. No questions asked, even.
That's wild. And if that's not enough, there's a lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, they will fix or replace it for life.
I'm gagged.
Gagged
for it.
Don't we have a special offer?
I'm also gagged for the following special offer. So for listeners of this show, $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/dingdong and use the promo code dingdong. That's DINGDONG. During checkout. One more time, $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/dingdong and use the promo code dingdong
now
during checkout.
Blast off
away!
I haven't tried the red yet. I'm
have
pour
not
some.
Tried the red either.
Okay, oh well, listen, as Bowen downs the white, we should get into the question. That this is the topical question of our podcast, which is, and we'll ask each of you one after the other, as it were.
Okay.
Is the culture that influenced the person that you are today? This is the moment where you said pop culture and culture at large might be for you. What was the movie, song, moment of pop culture, like circumstance that made you culturally who you guys are today? Let's go to Marie first.
Oh, so hard.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, should give people the homework assignment before we arrive.
Listen to the podcast.
No, okay. We thought we did HPJ, Hot Producer Joe.
Wow,
maybe
Marie.
He didn't. It's
HPJ
fine.
HPJ did not send that to me because I'm like, what?
I didn't know this was the essay fucking tease.
I said, yeah, damn.
Are you leaning towards a certain thing? Are you leaning towards a song, a movie, a TV show yet? Or do you,
what did you
do
love?
You know what I'm loving right now? What I feel like should be what is influencing me moving forward is everything that Janelle Monáe is doing.
Oh,
yes. Okay,
oh my
100%.
God.
Thank you.
That's my
The looks that she's presenting.
The
fact that people are like, is she gay? Is she straight?
I mean, doesn't matter.
People assume that I'm a lesbian all the time because of how I dress and that I'm always with Sydney.
That's rude. They're they like, don't even think I'm a lesbian.
Exactly. But they're like,
they got the script flipped.
They see me and they're like, is this him? Is this your girlfriend?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm Marie. And they're like, nice to meet you, sir. And I'm like, no, it's Marie.
Stupid bitches.
Yeah,
stupid.
People
rude.
Are mean. Mm-hmm. They're like, this the one with the abs. But everything that Janelle Monáe is doing, it's unapologetic. It's fun.
Yes.
It's woman. It's black. Yes. I feel like all that. She's wearing colors. I'm wearing colors now. I mean,
you're
I'm wearing.
Are you
black now? But you can't. I bought a red dress today. I bought a yellow jacket. Okay. Okay, I'm doing colors now.
Where's this money coming from?
Since I feel like I got some money coming in. Oh, you know
there
what?
You
I
go.
Did my taxes yesterday. And
the refund. Return.
The refund is cute. It's going to be cute.
Oh, yeah?
It's gonna be
oh,
cute.
You already knew. You.
Oh, I deducted everything.
Oh, same. I went through the bank records. Oh. I have receipts, too.
Okay, are you guys literally fishing receipts out of your a fucking folder?
Listen,
not paper receipts.
Every single flight I took last year, I was
written
like,
off.
That was for work.
Business.
Wow.
Every okay. Uber
smart.
I took out
smart.
Of town, that was for work.
Business.
Right. I gotta start. Doing
if
that.
I did a show, I did one show in Denver, and I was in Denver for like 4 days. I flew to, didn't fly to Denver for the show.
Right.
Allegedly. And
right.
all of that written off.
You wrote off the Damian Marley concert.
That was research.
Research.
We went to Miami. That was for work.
I didn't even put the Miami flight
that,
in there.
If you did a show while you were there, it was for work.
I did
how else
nothing
did you get
but
there?
Shows that.
Every coffee I drank while I worked, because I was a host on a tour guide.
Oh.
I was a tour guide.
Yeah.
Host, mm-hmm. And I need the coffee to be able to stay caffeinated to stay doing my job
Yes.
And so I wrote those coffees up.
I can't believe I forgot the Miami flights.
Damn, that's okay.
I put Denver, New Orleans,
I get audited like,
everything.
No, bitch, you can't write off coffees.
I mean, that's an office. It's a business expense.
I feel like somebody from the IRS would definitely listen to this podcast.
Yeah, but it'd be somebody cool.
Yeah,
somebody
but I feel I feel like they're good, cool IRS people.
Yeah, so you think they would have your back?
I bought a charger for my laptop.
I wrote that off.
That's where you're
the refund's going to be cute.
It's going to be. That's why I bought this yellow jacket today. I was
what
like,
did you wear in your JFLs? I met you up at Montreal.
My Just for Last audition.
Did you do a color?
I wore a black sequined catsuit.
Come messy. On, bitch.
And we were supposed to do it. 6 minutes. I did 9.
Yes.
And
I was
she
on
still
stage.
Booked the gig.
She didn't give
I was
a
on
damn.
Stage for a cool 9 minutes.
Cool 9.
And you know, it's your performance. How many people would you think was there? Like maybe 500 or 600
for stand-up
people?
Yeah,
was,
I would say 7.
Yeah.
In the
I was told
in the
700.
Theater,
yeah.
700 people.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm not going to do any crowd work because I like to talk to people when I'm performing.
Yeah, you're a performer.
I get on stage, I'm like, I'm just going to do my set. I get up on stage, I'm like, sir, you know what I'm talking about, right? And I was
it's
like,
crowd work.
It was crowd work.
Yeah.
I crowd work.
But you did, it was like a black bodysuit.
It was a tight black sequined catsuit.
Janelle Monáe has the same catsuit.
She got the same
in
one.
In a photograph.
But I got mine
That's
and I
fine.
Didn't know that she had it.
Yeah.
Abs screaming out of the
fashion.
Oh, abs were just. And then I'm like, I'm going to do my last joke. I'm going to put the mic down. I'm going to walk away.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I say my last joke and then I go, don't look at my butt when I walk away.
And they did. They fully did.
And they reckless. Fully looked at my flat butt. Anyway, that's
Janelle is absolutely killing it.
And just her, just quote unquote old stuff. But like, I was with a friend and then like he put on like the old, like the Arc Android album. And I was like, damn, this is like, this was college for me. Like I fucking lived for this when it came out. And Janelle's nailing it. And I can't wait for her
to see
album.
Her get like super, super big time mainstream attention.
Well, post
fun.
These movies
she
is great.
Right.
She's doing movies.
She absolutely deserves it.
She's
and always
actually
did.
Acting fairly well.
Yeah.
You know?
She's a solid 7 at least.
least.
Right. She was in Hidden Figures.
And she was great. Seven.
She did the assignment in Hidden Figures for
She was
sure.
in Moonlight. She was the cool girlfriend in Moonlight,
she
remember?
She did the assignment in that movie.
I gave her an 8 in Moonlight. She poured whatever water lemonade for the young boy, mm-hmm. for young boy
like
version.
Like a professional.
Like a professional.
Absolutely. She was on
definitely
that
definitely in character.
Work.
Can we briefly, just for a moment, talk about how I was disappointed in Moonlight?
Can we
get to May first and then we get to Moonlight? Okay.
I mean, I just feel like we're already here. Can we just put a pin in it?
Unfortunately, we're going to have to return to Moonlight.
We're going to return to Moonlight, but Marie,
put a pin in it.
And the answer to what was fucked up about Moonlight coming very soon.
Very soon.
But
we'll
first,
get back.
We're due for a song,
Sydney,
by the way.
The culture in your life, the pop culture in your life that was show stopping.
Issa Rae.
Issa!
I watched her Awkward Black Girl. When I fucked a dude Ooh. In his apartment that was missing a roof, he was a skateboarder.
He was missing a roof?
Missing part of the roof. He kept me in his apartment the next day because I was obviously hungover and wasted.
But he
was like, listen, we should watch this web series. I've been watching it. It's really funny. You're in comedy, and I really think that this girl will inspire you. This is when she didn't have a lot
of There was no budget.
When, like, you know, the hair was the way it was.
She had the glasses and she had the cute cheeks.
Yes.
She was, yeah.
And
before a superstar Issa.
Yeah, there was no wardrobe, no nothing. It was just literally a web series. And it was her being as awkward as she could possibly be, but also funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's me. I feel like I'm a little weird, but also I'm very honest and open about it. And I'm like, there should be more people out there like that.
Yes.
Not everybody's cool.
Yeah, and so you went hard after seeing that.
Yeah.
I feel like when people look at you, they don't see awkward dude. You just look like the mean,
cool
black girl in all a movie.
But then she opens her mouth and then you're like, oh, wow. Like, this
when you hear my story.
I know, like, this
she's
is
so
mess.
Fucking awkward.
Yeah.
This is a mess.
It's a goddamn mess up there.
Yeah.
A bag of money. But a mess.
What I'm saying. And then you're like, oh my God, that she's okay. Like, she is talking about like this crazy date she went on with this 80-year-old man. Like,
yes.
It's great stuff like
it's
that.
So
that's
great.
What I'm saying.
Like
so
I'm very honest, and I think people don't expect that considering how I look. They think that I'm gonna like be put together, and I'm not. I was a cocktail waitress for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's why I look the way I look, but that's not how I really am.
No,
right,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
It's you know, cool. It's a cool dichotomy that you present.
I hung out with white women like most of my 20s.
Uh-huh.
They know how to look like they got it together, and then you go in a bag and a purse. You're like, bitch, is that
shambles.
A Twinkie? Is that a Twinkie from 2 years ago?
Shambles.
Girl.
Shambles. Oh my God.
Oh, credit card. This is not even your credit card. What? Do you have a pen that's leaking? What in the world?
If your bag doesn't have a pen that's
what
leaking.
What in the world?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
A bag with a pen that's leaking. It's a staple.
Yep.
That's rule of culture number 51.
And
a bag with a pen that's leaking is a staple.
And you know it's true.
Here I am giving you these gems.
You
Here you
are,
go.
You
yes,
are.
Thank you for the gems.
Issa. I mean, iconic.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Very happy that it's such a success. I cannot wait for the third season.
Yeah.
It's a show that you watch, and the first couple episodes are cool,
mm-hmm.
but then you actually realize how into it you are.
I hate all of the main characters on the show.
Definitely.
Okay, they're like not likable.
They're not likable people, and they do really dumb things that I'm screaming at the screen.
Yes,
right.
And at this point, I'm just watching to see how it ends.
But that is real life. Real people are not that likable. We do a lot of fucked up shit if nobody's watching.
I like everybody in the room right now.
Yes.
Like Issa, okay, so the one scene in Insecure that really pissed me off, she was out with that like Spanish dude or whatever.
Yeah, the older guy, right?
And I'm like, oh, he's cute.
He's hot as fuck.
He wants to take you to dinner to get, like, you know, some sangria or whatever, some Spanish table wine. And she's like pulling her bra up, remember?
Yeah,
she's
exactly
like,
she put
the phone in the cup. I said, sis, you trying to set the mood with this dude that just wants to, like, get to know you? And she's like, no, you can leave. And I was like, girl, like,
I was like, you didn't have enough titty, first of all, to do all these stunts.
To do what you
like,
do.
Like, he's to see you lifting your chest up. He's like, come on, girl.
He's like, your sternum is, you're presenting your sternum, but I don't. Let's go get some steak. And then Molly is banging this dude who says that he's in an open thing, but I think he's lying.
He's definitely lying.
You think it's a lie?
Absolutely.
I think he's lying.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
Well, first of all, they a black couple. There ain't no open relationships in a black couple.
That's not our truth.
That's not what we do. We like either you mine or you out.
Yeah.
He's pretty fucking hot.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
No. I was going to say Gumby. He does look like Gumby.
I would fuck Gumby, and I've been saying it.
I have not caught up to this girl, bye. Insecure.
Since I was 11.
This current season?
Is Molly still... No, I haven't, like, I haven't watched...
Well, you must get updated, and we are going to talk about it right now. We are going to ruin it. Spoiler alert for anyone with...
Well, where did you leave off?
I've just started season two.
So she
has... You're trash.
I know, I'm sorry.
You got a home theater, and you not caught up?
Yeah.
Sis.
I love Molly, though.
I just showed him his first episode of Housewives of Atlanta the other
night.
Because
I just started...
That's the best of all the franchises,
it is the best of all the franchises.
I just started Housewives in general.
How impressed are you?
I'm so impressed.
It was the reunion the other night.
It was so...
Amazing.
NeNe gave Kim the business.
Yes,
she's
did.
Like, ain't nobody care about your fucking relationship with Sheree.
No one cares.
House is not even finished.
Who's fired, by the way?
Ooh, Sheree, I heard, is not coming back.
Not coming
Sheree
back.
Will not be returning.
Wait, why?
That's what Wendy Williams told us.
Because what? And this, I've heard it's confirmed, but what was said was that the women are fully done with Kim. They do not want to hang out with Kim anymore. Kim has her show, whatever. She's busy.
Right. Kim, like, came for the chick.
Kim
right.
has her own show.
Yes, she does. Too. And a whole successful, like, personality driven career.
Right.
But Sheree, she does. Yeah. What does Sheree offer with a boyfriend that's not going to get out of prison until 2021? And she is best friends and align herself with the person no one wants to fuck with anymore.
She's a bone collector, though. She
did
her job.
Yeah, but she's not doing her job. She's not doing her job because they're right. She is not an equal opportunity bone collector.
No, she's not. She's trying to stay in with Kim.
Which is
I was like,
insane.
Why?
Do y'all remember She by Sheree? Can we get into the fashion?
Joggers. There's going to be more joggers. When will it come out? Spring, summer, September.
That's going to be my answer for everything.
Spring, summer, September.
I've been told to watch from the fucking beginning, and I'm like, boy.
Spring, summer, September.
She released a fashion line. She's the original Fashion Nova, right?
Yes, she is.
And it was called She by Sheree, and it was like a fashion show party, like, in her house.
That shit was rainbow.
Well,
it was a fashion show for rainbow.
I will speak out for Sheree, though. I love Sheree. Gabrielle Union claims that Sheree actually had a cute boutique in Atlanta, and that
Are you really gonna listen?
Gabrielle
Union
trying to sell books. I don't have time. I don't think
Gabrielle Union has any reason to lie.
She seemed like the bougie black girl that would lie. Gabrielle Union seems like the type of person that would
interesting.
Lie.
No,
interesting.
I don't know. I trust. Well,
is she an investor in this podcast?
Okay.
Or not?
Yeah, we actually are.
This is a conflict of interest.
We have to thank our sponsor, Gabrielle Union.
Starring in this new, she's in this new, like, it's sort of like
she books.
No, she's
Panic
in
the, Room.
It's she's in this new movie.
Hold on.
That's like a Taken for Moms. Wait, what?
You
go.
Said that she books, but you know she auditioned for Scandal and did not book.
She was the first runner up.
Which is number one loser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It means really didn't get the check.
I really didn't get the check.
No, so harsh, Marie. Considering where we are at.
I'm not a Gabrielle Union fan. Although Sydney does look like, in a certain light, Gabrielle Union with the right filter.
Why don't you like Miss Gabrielle?
She just seemed real uppity and bougie. Like, everything that she just seems very unlikable to me. She's okay. Everything that I
being
don't
a little
like.
Bougie.
Interesting.
She
a little
kinda,
bad and bougie.
Do you remember when, I think it was like, I'm not sure what event it was. I think it was like Essence Women of the Year or something.
Yes.
She stepped forward and she was like, she was given some honor. Mm-hmm. And she stepped forward and said, flat out, I used to be really that person who was wishing that you all would fail.
Yeah, and she was like, I've hated you guys. Not she's,
okay.
And,
but
okay.
She said that every single
that.
One.
I saw that in Bring It On. I was like, oh, she terrible.
I
but
she,
but
you
now
blame
she's
her,
coming
though?
Forward and saying, you know, I wish I could change the person that I was. And also, you have to understand, like, this is a part of all of us because there's only so many spots for us, so we have to make more room for ourselves, is what she arrived at.
That's
but
what
she
right. said,
forward.
But that's because she also didn't have power at the moment. She has the power to uplift other people who are around her and below her.
So she ain't got no power now. Ain't nobody checking for
I mean,
Gabrielle
she can
Union.
Recommend. She, on her Instagram, she does like a Woman Crush Wednesday. She shouts
she
out
always
other
does.
Actresses.
She does. Yeah. She does. She
other
does.
People who, other yes, entertainers. Yes, she's good at that.
I think
she's
turning
a
lot
of followers.
Really.
But she's not
she
helping you
does.
Get a job, though.
You never
she
know.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
can't even help herself get Shondaland. You know what I mean?
Oh, damn, Marie.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
you are shady.
Yeah.
She's the queen of that. She's an expert in shade.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
She's an expert in lamps.
Are you a Kerry Washington stan? Is this about a Kerry versus
Gabrielle? No, it's not about that. It's just Marie. Because
Kerry Washington on that show, because I watched the first season of Scandal.
We all did.
This is amazing. Yeah. And then it was like, she got real annoying real fast.
It was just the same.
Well, that's also the writing.
You have to earn me. And it was like, girl.
No, the writing. I'm telling you, every Shonda Rhimes show, and bless for having Shonda
Rhimes.
But after season three, that bitch does not
care.
Do her due diligence.
She's not there anymore.
She's not present. She sets a show up, and it has the best years of its life when she is very involved.
Yeah. And then she backs up.
And then she backs up to start something new, and you have Grey's Anatomy season 42 with a lion loose in Seattle Grace.
A lion was loose in the hospital?
No, but I'm saying very well could be. They're breaking that story for sweeps.
The finale is going to be a meteor hits the hospital. That is going to be the finale.
They are really?
Armageddon?
Oh, wow. It's going to be Armageddon.
Independence Day?
Yes. It is bad.
But the episodes that Shonda has written, like the Code Black episode, the Vajayjay episode, she wrote those.
Of Grey's Anatomy.
And they're the amazing pieces of television.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I need my pop culture icons to always be using their powers for good.
Well, that's what happens when she got How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about how every time I see them make Viola Davis take her wig and her makeup off, I am upset?
As a woman, but also as a black woman, it frustrates the fuck out of me because we did so much to get to where we are.
Yes.
To take our wig off, bitch.
But then she has the Pons.
You are at
cream,
the very top, and now you taking your wig off?
She's wiping her makeup off.
It's so rude.
People still use Pons?
I don't know, dude. I just know that she's wiping off the makeup. And
it's
she's
absurd.
Peeling the wig, the cap back.
I said, who wrote that in there? It couldn't have been Shonda, because Shonda don't take her wig off.
You know, Shonda doesn't write a damn episode of How to Get Away with Murder. That's someone else's show. She's the executive producer. Common misconception.
Well, you were talking about how you want your pop icons to do their due diligence.
Use their powers for good. And do their stay committed to the products you start.
Yeah, but that's asking for a lot, sir, because people got to secure bags. They got to make sure other people are getting paid. Yeah. They can't stay on one project forever. They got to do other things.
I believe that's true, but then at least have the respect for your product to hire someone that's going to come there and bring the same level of excellence. And she can find those people, and she doesn't. I mean, like, to say that we used to joke about Grey's Anatomy in the beginning and say, this is going to turn into ER. Mm-hmm. It has turned into ER.
Oh my God, I got into ER again, and I was like, oh my God, 1-3? I was
amazing.
I
have never seen ER.
Oh, you have to, Marie. You're
or
coming
Grey's
over.
Anatomy.
You're coming over
and watching it.
Yes, I mean, ER was on point in the beginning, but the later seasons of ER were mediocre. They weren't bad.
The later seasons of Grey's Anatomy are bad.
I believe that. But you know, Shonda just got that little Netflix $190 million situation. Like, she's making money. She doesn't have time for this.
She's 100% making money, and I do not begrudge her that. And I understand that she came forward and said, I'm going to have a goddamn empire, and she has done that.
But as a consumer, like, sis, keep it cute for the whole 8 seasons.
Yes.
Or just end it after 8.
End it.
Or just have Viola not take her wig off. That's all that I fucking ask.
Thank you.
Okay,
Viola,
all right.
Keep the wig on.
Keep the wig on.
You are the black Meryl Streep, aka the black Viola Davis.
Sydney's cultural moment is Issa. Should we go back to this Moonlight conversation?
All right, so what's the tea on Moonlight?
So first of all, his friend was adorable the whole movie. The old version of the friend, I was like, that's him?
Okay, that's a casting thing. Fine.
Okay, I was not here for that. But then when he was like, you know, they were on the phone and he was like, I'll cook for you. I was like, they go back. Yeah. They gonna have sex.
You don't see it.
No sex. Like, all I see is the toaster oven. You making tea? That's it? That's it?
Girl, not everything has to be sexualized.
I wanted to see that, though. Yeah, that's what I wanted. The movie was so slow.
I had blue balls
at the end. I was like, oh, they go bad.
But y'all need that. Y'all, everybody always fucking and sucking and fucking. Like, people
cop blocker extraordinaire.
Do you see it? You really are blocking.
You heard it here. You heard it here first, folks.
No. Everyone's always fucking and sucking.
They are. And it's like, when can we get to something that's like actual substance? Not everything got to be about sex.
Okay.
Not everybody have to pull their dick out. I'm sorry.
You can have both. You can have both. I will.
Can you?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
I think that we all appreciated the moment at the end where they finally got comfortable enough to say their true feelings, and that was beautiful.
Yeah.
That
but
was gay,
probably
but yes.
What would have happened after that is they have a physical moment, and it would have been not nice to see that because I need it to like jack off to at home. I'm not interested in that. But that depiction of them being able to have that moment, I think is important. And I also have the same problem with Call Me By Your Name, which didn't show the sex.
I have not seen that movie yet.
But they also don't show the sex. They cut away from the sex.
Well, he was like a cool 12.
But it's important moment. It's important to see that.
No, I feel like in like gay culture, like everything is sexualized. Everybody's always saying that.
She's
gay
saying
men,
that y'all are all hoes.
That's no, what is but, out there though.
Yeah,
that like gay
I
men are always
Sydney.
Just walk outside and just find a dick and suck it.
Yeah.
Which is not true. You guys do have standards. So sometimes it doesn't have to
there's
be
something
about the
between
sex.
Finding the dick and sucking the dick.
And also the struggle is real. Sometimes it's not so easy to just catch it.
It's really not.
Well, and it's not even about this is not even about like a going against any sort of sex positivity. It's just like there are we're being presented with this thing of like, look, just Instagram presenting you with abs. It's like pictures of abs of other guys' abs. It's like, well, no, that's not.
That's
not what
life.
We're reducing this down to.
It brainwashes you. It really does. It makes you feel bad because A, you're not fucking that person. Mm-hmm. And B, also, you have to be like, oh, is this the bar now? You know what I mean? Whenever I see someone looking insane looking, like right now we are fully in spring and I've been talking about the thirst traps. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't begrudge anyone posting a thirst trap. I think if you look good and you feel good, post
it.
It's just that when it's everyone all at once, and also who fucking cares how I feel? But like
that first warm day that we had last weekend,
ooh,
and
people
everybody
lost
came
their
out.
Minds.
I said, so your body was already ready? Fuck you.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There's no way.
That's the thing. When
there's
you have a
no way.
You have a surprise warm day and everyone reveals
Shut
that they
up.
Already are.
And you're I'm not here for them creamy ass thighs.
No.
Okay, you need to put on a long linen pant.
So you're telling me you had a thigh gap this whole time, winter.
Sometimes
no way.
You just be like, surprise,
no.
Thighs don't touch.
No.
Surprise.
Surprise. I said, surprise. So wait, your whole body was ready, but your feet weren't ready? Because Marie called it out, like, everybody got their legs out, their arms out, but your feet though.
Let's talk about this though. Mm-hmm. You are on ankle patrol.
Yes.
So for the winter, it's done.
But
it's
tell
done.
Marie.
My ankles are
Marie's got the high top still.
But for the children that don't know at home that are listening that don't know, what's going on over the winter with you on Instagram and being on patrol?
Ankle expose is
ankle
people
expose.
Who are just have their whole ankles out. They'll be full on like it's Antarctica. It's mad cold outside. They got
in a Canada goose.
Yes, right. Up top. And then the ankles, it's like you're at the beach.
They have a cropped
You're at
on.
The beach.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
You're
but also,
no, it doesn't.
It doesn't make sense. People who have like the ripped jeans.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen the ripped jeans with the leggings underneath? Can we talk about
what?
No.
If you have the jeans ripped, there should not be tights.
But those are dancers. Dancers be doing that.
I see a lot of chubby people on the train that I'm like, sis, you don't lift, you don't pirouette, you don't do no. No, no first position, second position, third position.
No pliés.
No grand jeté.
Marie, you're going to get some hate from this podcast. I'm
you
telling
please.
You.
You can find me. See, please. You can find me on The Unofficial Expert on iTunes.
Email in your complaints.
Yes, please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it was just because people are trying to keep in with the trend because, like, ankles are in. But it's 2 degrees.
Not
we were
in
outside.
February.
We were outside, and it was literally like
snowing.
It was snowing. It was like a blizzard outside. And this woman was walking out, all her ankles out. She didn't even have a boot on. It was like a regular slide.
It was like a mule.
Can I ask you? Do you confront? Do you document? Or do you confront and document?
I document. I confront people I know. I don't confront people I don't know, but I definitely document people I don't know.
That's
and
good.
That was all over the place. And people started to send me ankles, and I was like, this is getting out of hand.
Yeah, I know. You could have started a blog 10
people
years ago.
People were so happy. Oh,
a Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Had a fucking Tumblr and get a fucking book
I
deal.
I should have made, well, I did a little.
Coffee table book.
Yes.
Coffee table book.
I did a little movie it was a short film called Ankles in the City. And
it was a short film.
was that what you showed at Sugar?
Just bitch.
I did.
It was a con.
it was a
short film, bitch.
Tribeca Film Festival.
I had like little music. I had like the ankles had a story. So it was great. And then there was one video of a dude who had sandals on, complete sandals in the winter.
No.
It was
white.
It was an Asian.
Oh,
it was an Asian? All fucked
me.
Up.
It was me.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
we
so
guessed
sorry.
Wrong. So sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Please.
Can I say, I feel like I'm finding what's happening right now.
Okay.
And I feel like it is Matt and Sydney. And it is Bowen and Marie.
All right,
because
so.
you guys are giving like French, have it together. We're like, we don't know another language besides this one.
Cindy, but I'm connecting with Cindy, and you're connecting with Marie in some ways too, where we're talking about all this.
Matt hasn't looked at me
stuff.
Once tonight.
What are you talking about?
He's like, this Haitian. No. He's like, her hands are ashy, and she gets cock blocked regularly.
You have not
out
even,
of her life.
You've kept your hands under the table, Matt.
Matt's like, no, thank you.
What are you talking about? We just had a moment where we were on the same side. What were we talking about?
We don't even remember.
Moonlight.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I also agree. There should have been sex at the end of
that. Yeah, but I felt like I presented something pretty strong about why there wasn't sex.
Now I'm turning
around.
He's
giving you his back.
Yeah, that's not a good host. I'm just letting you know, thank you.
Yeah, but look, what did I say at the beginning? That I would choose a side.
Are you choosing Marie?
No, I'm kind of angled this way now.
Okay, he's angled.
She's saying
angled.
There should be less sex in movies. Fuck her.
Why? First of all, the sex is fake.
Girl, bye.
Yeah, fake sex.
It's not real.
That's bad acting. You're seeing bad quality cinema.
Mm-hmm. So what sex scene in what movie that you were like, yes, that is Titanic.
You've seen Titanic
with the hand on the sweaty yes. window?
You should not have said this. I'll tell you what show gives you good sex
okay.
scenes.
Okay,
Sons
ahead.
Of Anarchy.
Really?
Yes.
I have never seen an episode.
The lead star of it is Charlie Hunnam, and he's...
You tell
Very
me a show that has bow and arrows got proper sex scenes.
Not bow and arrows. They 100%. Got Harley Davidsons and leather jackets.
Oh, right, I thought right. it was
Do
like,
they keep 100%? The leather vests on when they bang?
No.
Okay.
They
now I'm
going to
watch
nude.
It and see.
They pull the boots to the side.
I just feel like I appreciate that show because they... So oftentimes when you watch sex scenes, like it's all about like really, really, really kind of objectifying the female.
Yes.
Whereas that show gives you... an appreciation of the male form.
Do you see the dick?
Ooh.
You don't see the dick, but you see
that's
everything
never
else.
Then it's not a sex scene.
It's on FX.
You'll see the girl's boobs. It's on FX's.
But that's the problem, though. It's never a real sex scene
Does
without
Insecure
the dick.
Give you dick? You,
what?
Does Insecure give
no.
you dick?
No.
I mean, but also,
you, see
you
butt.
Don't want to see... You don't want to
see...
You don't want to see Issa's naked body either. So
oh, wait,
that.
Hold on, sis. Yes, I do.
She's
do
looking
you?
Snatched.
She's, I mean, season two Issa is cuter than season one Issa.
Sure.
No, but
she,
I like to see a real body.
Ain't
nothing wrong with that.
Honestly,
I look like you, Marie.
Honestly and truly, like if there's a mirror in the room, I'm going to look at myself. Okay? That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That's
this is ab privilege. Reeks
yeah,
of
privilege.
Ab privilege.
But you guys don't
If you're having sex and there's a mirror in the room, you're not going to check? You're not going to look at yourself?
Hell no. I know the angle is going to be so wrong.
That's not my life.
I'm going to have to move the mirror in the right angle. So I'm definitely not looking at the mirror.
I'm looking in the mirror.
Can you believe people that have a mirror on their roof?
On the
what?
Wall?
On their ceiling.
The roof?
Oh, the
roof.
Oh,
the roof, the ceiling.
I'm like, is it Hey Arnold?
No.
Roof?
Remember that
about?
Hotel SLS in Miami, in LA? They have mirrors.
You're
on
saying,
the-
remember, really? We've never been there,
oh,
sis. We've never stayed
remember?
There.
Remember?
Remember, like, if you had broke down a whole vacation that
Did
we
Did you
took,
not check
like,
your itinerary?
Sorry.
Remember? We're like, no, we don't.
Well, you there- obviously recall.
I've been there several times. You know, but I didn't pay. But yeah.
You've seen the view of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have sex. In this place, but I, you know, I saw myself and I was like, oh, I see why people come here.
All right, for sure.
That's
pretty good. That's pretty good.
What's
so you didn't have sex there?
No, I didn't. But I looked up and I was like, oh, I see why people come here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, this is a cute
to watch spot. Themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here for me.
But sex is awkward and sex is like weird and
you're
not going to look as good as you think you do.
I don't know. I feel like I have been. Okay. So the host centennial is off to a pretty slow start. I said to Sydney today, there's 12 months in the year. I thought I was going to get 12 bodies.
I told her, no, 12 is too much.
She thinks I should do like 5 or 6.
Yes.
Men
girl.
For the year.
Yes.
Yeah. We're in the fourth month. It's two dudes. Okay.
That's fine.
You
got a whole summer, bitch. Hot summer.
You know, business is going to pick up.
Oh, yes. Business will be booming when my collarbones are exposed. They're going to be like, ooh, wow. Do you want some dick today?
When the yachts are out, the tits are out.
When the yachts are out, the ass will be out.
Okay.
That's rule number 12 of culture.
When
the yachts
be out,
the tits are out.
Oh my God, we need to go on a trip, all four
Wait,
of us.
Wait, I was literally just going to tell you.
Miami.
I was going to ask you, what's your favorite city to travel to in New York? In
New York.
What's your in New York. Rochester, bitch. No.
I vacationed in the Bronx.
in this nation that we live in,
mm-hmm.
where do you like to go?
That's only in the United States.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make it international. Make it international.
Oh, yes, sis. Get the stamps in the passport.
Oh, yeah. Get so the stamps. I would definitely want to go to back to Spain or Ooh. Go to Cuba.
Cool. I feel like is the window closing on Cuba now?
It is closing.
Yes, y'all. As soon as the Kardashians, as soon as the bitches went over there, I was like,
they went to Cuba. Yes, the window is closed.
The window's closed. God damn it!
They did a whole episode on that shit.
I did not know.
They had the cameraman Itoro over there. I was like,
Itoro. No, it's closed.
There was just like a 4-year grace period where it was cute to go, and now it's like not. No, you can't do it anymore.
It's once
like
you see somebody in a contour in fucking Cuba, you like it's done. We're not going.
But
anymore.
Spain Fine. Is the original Cuba.
Yeah.
And the original.
When I went to Granada and Toledo.
Granada and Toledo.
Granada. It might be title of that might be Granada and Toledo.
But you gotta have the little. Do you have to have the little?
And that's both of your drag names. One of you is Granada and one of you is Toledo.
But I'm Toledo Supreme.
So good, so fun.
Honestly, let's take a trip together. Let's do it.
You're trying to get tropical about it. Mm-hmm. You want nice weather.
You want a wet and wavy weave.
Yeah,
long.
Yes. There you go. Well, that's Cuba. But then if you go to Spain, if you go there, like not when it's too cold, but not when it's too hot, like like it's 75, 80. I feel like 75.
So what month is that, sis? What month?
I'm gonna say
August.
Like a June.
75?
You could be at the end, August. At the end
okay,
of August.
So for my birthday in September, we could go.
Spring, summer, September! Yeah. All right, what about you?
We've been talking about doing a Tokyo trip.
Actually, Tokyo. I would love to go to Tokyo.
Let's do a Tokyo
Honestly,
trip.
Honestly, black people are so cool in Tokyo.
They would think that we're like, both Serena Williams over
exactly.
there.
Exactly. They'd be like, oh, Serena Williams!
You guys would be hounded on
Serena
the streets.
Serena or Beyonce?
Beyonce! Selfie sticks galore.
I would feel like after like the fifth person who stops you and wants to take a picture with you, I feel like that would get annoying.
No. They're going, Wesley Snipes!
Just posing. Just giving them shoulder. Just giving shoulder.
Yes, it's me, Wesley.
Yes,
Wesley.
It's me, Mr. Snipes. I said I am Wesley. I do owe money to the government.
I am Malcolm X.
Malcolm X!
What about you, Marie? Where are you trying to go?
Damn. I honestly see that the table is a circle, and I knew it was coming to me, but I was not prepared.
Well, you want to go back to Paris.
Our best friend Sudi Green is currently in France.
She's a niece.
I want to do Paris for like a month. Yeah, do you remember the house where the girl got taken? Where she got took?
Where she got taken to?
I never saw it.
Where she got took.
And I'm not talking about the second movie?
No, she got took. Anyway. There's French doors, the bread is fresh.
When would you go to Paris?
Bordeaux is cheap.
Oh, in the summer?
I would go the summer is nice, but
in
it's hot.
The summer, probably.
Ooh, we went like, in the summer.
Because I don't want it to be cloudy. I hate when it's like, you know, the weather's just...
Dude, I just want to wear like a red off-the-shoulder situation.
And we have a little bread on the table.
Little bread.
Let me be honest.
Okay.
When we went to Paris, Henry and I went a couple years ago. And it was like... May, June, so it was getting hot. Mm-hmm. It feels like New York heat. Like, you know when New York gets hot.
I'm saying
you should go when whatever their spring is.
I should go in September.
We're back
in September.
Exactly. I feel like you did Paris wrong, because you didn't love Paris.
No, we did Paris wrong. We were there for a day. We were in Amsterdam, which we never should have left Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. It is the best city in the world.
Okay.
We were in Amsterdam, and like, We rented a car, drove down, and we like hit Paris, and then we got there and didn't have enough time to spend because we had to get back.
Yeah.
So we were just there long enough for like to be like yelled at a lunch by a waitress, and then we had to leave.
But that also is Paris.
It's Paris.
Yeah. Yelled at by a waitress.
But it was our only experience, and they were really mean.
But I don't
Versailles.
Want us to have to wear coats. Like
No. I want it to be like a breezy, easy, beautiful cover girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Matt, your answer is Amsterdam?
Orlando, Florida.
As always. Sister cities, honey. Gorgeous.
No,
okay.
I would also love to go somewhere interesting. Like we've been talking about going to Tokyo. I would love that. I would also love to go to like Beijing.
Beijing.
Yeah, just like
what about Thailand?
You're just throwing things out now, sis. No, I don't know about Thailand. I get nervous.
Why?
Because I need to bring my vape pen.
What does that mean?
We can't do that?
No.
They're not going to let you bring weed into China.
They will. I'll give them
what
the
if
eyes.
What if the eyes? They're going to be like, lock him up.
Like, I'm giving Maria the eyes right now. What are they doing to you?
I'm like,
literally,
meth?
No.
Is he on meth?
Is he on meth?
These cocaine blinks.
Cocaine blinks.
Cocaine blinks, title of
episode. Oh my
God.
Cocaine blinks.
Wait, oh my God. Oops, sorry. You know what just played accidentally?
What?
This week's. Voice memo, you bitch.
Okay, so we have a new segment on the show. Mm-hmm. It's called Voice Memo, you bitch, where we have a friend of the podcast, in fact, a best friend of the podcast, send in a voice memo to us detailing their feelings.
Yeah, so the one this week is from another really great duo, great friends of ours. So this is just the episode of duos. We've got us, we've got Sid and Marie. And
who are we going to be hearing from?
This is coming from Josh Sharp and Aaron Jackson.
Love Josh! Love them.
I got a chance to listen to this. I believe this is
he's going
to
be on our show next Wednesday.
So you mean today. Josh Sharp is on the show.
April 25th. Okay, great. So this is from Josh and Aaron, and this is, I believe they're... Well, let's just listen to it.
I haven't heard it yet.
Great, okay.
Knock, knock. Les culture mademoiselles are at your door.
Oh, wow.
This is Josh.
And this is Aaron.
We've been asked literally minutes ago to send a voice memo in for the episode. Now, I have not heard the last couple episodes. I'm very busy at work and tending to my polyp. So I really don't know what the fuck this is.
And I have listened to Joel Kim Booster call in and do this voice memo bit. And I have to say, I don't understand it. And that may not be a fault of the bit. I think that's more a fault of Joel, but yeah, that's where we are.
But regardless, that's the place we're at. We don't really get the bit. We think it might be strong for the bit and for you and for your brand and for your sort of podcast universe.
Love these notes.
If we sort of like take a bold choice, give some structure to the bit.
Exactly.
Okay, and give you room to play with the bit,
exactly. Have fun with the bit.
So we want to offer you some chances to interact with us right now, even though we're not in the room.
Right.
And we have some sort of like leading questions and things for all of you.
Let's get right into it. Okay. So, Matt, we would like you to compliment Bowen in this moment.
Please.
I will say that I agree with the masses.
Okay, Matt, actually, faster and a deeper compliment.
Like, yeah, like really dig deep. Something you really think Bowen is good at.
I think that you are an amazing person. I think your energy is something that encompasses the whole room that you're in always at all times.
Okay, Bowen, we would love right now for you to sing a little a pop hook. And it can be from an existing song or for a song that you have invented.
A complete original. Okay, go.
Or you.
You can tickle my tail.
That was incredible.
That was really incredible.
Okay. Sydney.
Sydney, yes. Oh my God. So
Wow.
We would like you to give everyone at the table, the three people, the middle names that they should have.
Oh.
The middle names that they should have been born with.
Okay.
Okay. Marie Devante.
Fun.
You're Matt Jackson. And yours is Adrian.
Yeah.
And finally.
I love Jackson.
We're just gonna assume you've done that now.
Wow. Okay. And then Marie.
Marie, hi.
We're not really friends.
We're not really friends.
No, we're
with
not.
You, and certainly not as much as we are with sort of the rest of the dais.
Yes.
So we thought it'd be fun if the three of us were going on a little first date.
Uh-huh.
What would your dream first date be?
Ooh. And keep. Oh,
I already know.
We're not
already
picky
know
eaters,
it.
And we can go outside.
And we can host. We can travel. You
yeah.
Know, whatever.
Just
so
go
anyway,
wild.
What do you
damn.
See?
Okay.
For
see,
us?
I wasn't ready. I feel like it would have to be just a really messy, boozy brunch where like a friend worked and was like hooking us up also.
Okay. You know what I mean? Love it.
Yes.
She don't want nobody to pay at all.
No, I don't want it. I don't want the three of us to pay.
Oh, I'm really surprised.
Okay, we're going to have
to
stop you there, and that's where the day ended.
Thank you.
What a beautiful day. Okay, and then one last little thing, and then we'll get out of here. Just, it would be great if all four of you could right now list the 80 most influential people to culture of all time. Now, go.
Oprah Winfrey.
You have to do 80
Obama.
Beyonce Knowles. Sasha Malia and Bo.
Zoe Kravitz.
Steve Buscemi.
Lisa Bonet. Lenny Kravitz.
Okay, and time.
And time.
Wow.
Katie, I'm so sorry. You're not culture.
Anyway, look for us. Look for our podcast soon. Les Mademoiselles
are at your door.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, wow, that was dumb.
Lovely, oh, I loved it.
That was beautiful. It was so beautiful.
Can I say something nice?
Yes.
Please. No, I get why people like listen to this for real. This is so good.
Oh my god,
it's so good.
It took you an hour and 5 minutes.
Because before she was like, "Why the fuck
why
is that
are we here?
The two of them."
She was
basic
like,
"Basic ass bitch."
She was like, "The fuck,
the fuck,
the fuck."
No, this is so good. Oh my god,
that's actually a new segment. It happens to be a hit.
Happens to be a
and
hit.
It's a different call-in voice memo every time.
Every time.
Yes, it's so good.
And you guys will call in too.
We need that.
We need you guys to call in, please.
I'm gonna be real messy in that call in.
That's good. Definitely. You should be messy. Honestly, I love the idea of the first time meeting a friend, it being like a boozy brunch. That's such a
good
fun.
Idea.
Right?
Yeah.
A boozy brunch?
You're setting it for
something
success.
Something is gonna get lost early in the day, though. Like your keys or your cervix. Like, it's too much.
Or your cervix.
No, I keep it together. I have a good
You keep it together, my friend.
I keep it together. I put my cell phone in my right pocket, wallet in my left pocket, keys in my little jacket pocket, and also phone charger. But here's the thing. Now that it's getting warmer, I really don't like it because you lose a lot of pockets. So now what? Am I going to have to carry a bag?
I'm excited that I'm going to rob you later. Thank you for telling me.
Now that you know where all my shit is.
You got to get a little bag.
And my vape is, of course, in my jacket pocket as well.
This is a weed vape and not a cigarette vape.
No, we have actually a weed vape. Although, you know who's obsessed? Our good friend Dave Mazzoni is obsessed with the little Juul
tobacco vape.
The little tobacco vape.
No, I'm not here for Dave.
Why? He's better than that.
I'm not here for Dave and his He's so slave beautiful. Tobacco. Why would
we'll
he
tell,
do
we'll
that?
Tell him. Listen, he loves that. He loves that.
He's gorgeous. There's no way he should be having tobacco in his life.
Also, his boo is cute. Like
they're very cute.
They're
gorgeous. Well, Ariel likes the tobacco vape too.
No,
they both Ariel like it. Likes the tobacco vape.
We were over there watching Atlanta the other night, and they are addicted to their Juuls.
They love their Juuls.
They
that's
love
what,
their
They also live in Harlem. So
yes, they do.
They do live in Harlem.
Oh, sis, you got the address?
Let's go swing by.
Let's pull up.
They make lobsters over there. So
they made us a gorgeous dinner on Saturday. Sunday.
Yes.
Well,
Dave,
what was the
Dave
entree?
Is the cook.
What was the app? Entree?
It was pasta heavy, but he made two different kinds of pasta. One was like a bow tie
options.
Situation that was like a light marinara, and then we had an angel hair and like.
Oh, I love an angel hair.
Made, and like so, a, and like a.
Can we message Dave and be like, "Boo boo, when are
have
we going
to
do it?
Oh,
we're
will.
Both
he
ready
loved,
plus one."
He would literally love that, and he made the most amazing meatballs. And to me, meatballs are. When I have a good meatball, I'm a happy bitch.
That's the key to your heart?
Yeah,
little meatball?
Key to my full heart.
Ooh,
key to my
heart.
That's
I love it.
Key to his meatball.
Okay.
Let's move on to I Don't Think So, Honey.
Let's move on to I Don't Think So, Honey. So this would be the section of the podcast that I would say probably the people get most fired up about.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's 1 minute to take to rail against something in culture, and both of these ladies have been on our live show and absolutely destroyed the gig.
I feel like I remembered this but also forgot this.
No.
I knew this was coming. And
no, that's okay. That's okay. We'll go first and then you guys go. Just
we will go first. I have one that I'm actually a little fired up about, but it's going to be loose and I feel good about it.
Here we go. Okay, great.
Would you like me to go first?
You can go first. I have one too, but let's go ahead and have you go first. Okay, this is Matt Rogers. I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. People on the left side of the escalator who aren't walking.
Oh, yeah.
You live in New York City and this is something that you know. Also, if you've decided to go on the left side of the escalator, chances are when you look in front of you, there is no one there and there's a shit ton of people on the right side. This means that the aisle is clear for a reason. This is a traffic lane.
Yes.
And you have to proceed through it. I cannot imagine being the kind of person who would stand on the left side of an escalator and look in front of me, see no one, look behind me and see everyone and not take action. I don't think so, honey. I will say this. I might make an exception if you have a bag next to you.
Seconds.
Oh, wait. No, I fucking won't. Take the bag and put it in front of you or rest it on your feet. I swear to God, people have things to do places to go. Get a sense of urgency, you stupid bitch.
Oh, and that's 1 minute. What about the elderly, honey? What about the elderly?
It should be on the right side.
It should be in an Uber pool.
They should be in an Uber pool instead of the escalator.
All elderly should be in Uber pool. It's actually rule of culture number 107.
All elderly should be in the new Uber pool. All elderlies. Absolutely.
But I feel very strongly about that because guess what? Like, the seconds count in the subway.
Absolutely.
The minutes count. Yes. And look, yes, this is me being like a New York bitch, but like, I'm a New York bitch.
Yeah.
And so is most everyone else. And I don't like commiserating in the subway. I don't like looking at other people in the subway.
No.
Even if it's the communal moment of, can you believe this bitch isn't walking up?
Well, you're rude. If you got all those like constraints and shit,
somebody needs
to be chartering you to where you need to go.
But the left lane is the fast lane.
Yes, it is.
It is the fast lane.
There's no rules in New York City, bitch. That's how it goes.
No, there are rules. There are unspoken rules.
There are unspoken rules, but these are rules that are all in stone, like in places like D.C. Like that is... Everyone knows where they're supposed to be. Mm. And you don't have that degree of orderliness in New York. And that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But wasn't the D.C. mayor getting caught doing crack? So like,
no, that was Toronto.
Toronto.
And there's a movie coming out about him.
And that's who's playing him again?
Probably somebody fat and or white.
Some crazy actor is playing him. I forgot.
Is it Joaquin? James Franco?
Joaquin.
I heard crazy actor and I was like, Joaquin?
I thought James Franco immediately.
It's the guy from Homeland.
Damian Lewis.
Who cares? Okay, the ginger.
Okay, so this is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time will start now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, motherfucking flies, bitch. There are many flies in my office right now, and my entire team of trained UX designers is having to do part-time work swatting these motherfuckers dead and
drag them.
Evolution is a poison because you know what? These flies are getting smarter and more dexterous, and their reflexes are getting better and better every year, mama.
Go off, queen.
And... bitch, at the end of the day, no matter how much you evolve, you're still feasting on human shit.
Slay her.
This bitch, I don't think so, honey, flies. Because you know what?
Very rude.
Don't need you. Where do you fit into the where do you fit into the food chain? Oh, frogs need you in order to live? Fuck
Slay.
Frogs.
Drag them.
Fuck, I don't think so many frogs while we're at it.
Queen.
I don't need you, frogs. What am I going to do?
15
My
seconds.
People cooked, fried your little legs up and ate them, and now we're over it. We've been over it for centuries,
Remind
mama.
Them, huh?
We're serving in a shitty Vegas Chinese buffets, and that's the only place where you can find fried frogs.
Strong.
Fried frog legs. We don't need you, frogs or flies. I don't think so, honey. Spring animals.
That's 1 minute.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Wait. Bowen, can I tell you?
What?
That's like, sometimes like you slay and I fail, and sometimes I slay and I fail, but we both slayed.
I think we both slayed.
Because we made the point and it's felt. And also, I have to read you right now. Though.
You're going to read me?
Yes.
Ooh. What?
Because I had lunch today with your roommate and he claims that you guys have mice now.
That's not my problem. It's not my problem. You know
what? Wow,
no.
I dragged
you. You didn't throw me under anything.
You gave her the bus.
I'm going to lift the bus up from under me.
Like a pregnant woman on a door. Orphans.
Like it's, a mom trying to save
boo,
her
you
baby.
You can't explain these mice.
It is no one's
them,
fault.
They in your house.
It is no one's fault except for the people upstairs. They moved and
oh, don't blame it on neighbors. It's in your house.
They
though.
Moved their oven and
the
all
oven. The rats was in the oven.
They were in the oven.
They were
all
in the broiler,
scurrying downstairs.
I don't think so, honey. People who got insects or mice and be like, it's the neighbors. No, it's in your house.
No,
that's
no
your dirty ass home.
Oh my God.
They found a way.
Nasty ass mice.
We keep it clean.
They found a way.
No way to get to your
rats
house.
Find a way.
And they always find a way. Where there's a rat, there's a way. They're mice.
All right, okay. They're mice. I want to make the distinction. They are mice.
Yes.
Okay, so listen, it's time for Sydney.
Okay.
All right, Sydney. So beautiful. This will be Sydney Washington's I Don't Think So, Honey.
Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who think Beyonce is a diva because she doesn't want people posting unflattering photos of her.
Thank you.
Excuse me. First of all, how can you... take a bad picture of Beyonce? You can, because you have a Samsung Galaxy, okay? Yeah. Your shit is pixelated. You came with a GoPro. You're getting her from terrible angles. You're all the way in the back by the bathroom. That's why you're posting unflattering photos. Listen, she is the queen. She has so many photos on Instagram for you to pick and choose to post.
Yes.
Why must you post your dusty ass photo of this godly woman?
Yes.
And you know what? I don't like people who post unflattering photos of their friends, even though they look good.
Yes.
Cut the whole picture off. Throw the whole picture away.
Yes.
You're telling me you can't find a good picture of all of us? Then don't post it.
Yeah,
then
no.
You know what?
15 seconds.
Then you need to take a picture of me and then just post it on the photo that you want that works for you.
Yes, absolutely. Okay? Do the work.
You
the
are
work.
Not my friend. If you do that, then I'm unfollowing you and blocking you and reporting you. Because I don't need that type of negativity in my life. How dare you? I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Oh, my God.
That was so good.
No one will ever do that again. Don't make that mistake.
Are you going to read me? Because you said that.
I'm upset because right now the picture that was released for last week's episode with Michael Urie, I feel like I look shitty in the picture.
You look very good. I don't understand.
No. Let me see the photo.
Here, I'm going to show
it. I feel like I saw it and I liked it and it was fine.
Let me see.
No, it's not good lighting for me and it's not good body positioning for me.
There he is. He looks great.
No, it's not. No.
I don't like your shoulder.
Yeah, 100%.
Your shoulder looks like it has like low blood sugar. Yeah, 100%. I look very sick.
Show Marie. She'll look great.
Okay, all right,
I know I'm right.
Your face looks good.
No, it doesn't. I look like wincing.
No, you don't.
Oh,
oh
no.
My God.
No.
I don't think so, honey.
I spilled my wine. Sorry, HPJ.
Okay, yeah. The shoulder, that's not good shoulder.
The shoulder is weird.
But also, not really that good of a photo of Michael either, tell you the
of
truth.
Of any of us. Look,
but Bowen is glowing.
No.
Bowen.
In his J.Crew sweater, he is serving.
I'm just saying.
Did you approve, Bowen?
He's serving face and joy.
He put the photo together.
I'm the one who puts them all together.
Okay.
You do?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to be nice to you after.
Be nice to me after
but
this.
But also, you look I don't incredible. Think so, honey. Bowen posting dusty-ass photos as well. How dare you?
I post dusty-ass photos of myself all the time.
No, you don't.
That's a
nail.
That's a
sharp-ass jaw in your photo.
Where's the sharp-ass jaw?
Sis.
You know that.
Sis.
You got Adobe.
Your brows always look threaded in all the photos you post.
No way.
Without flaw. Don't say you don't Facetune.
I don't Facetune, and
good.
That's revealing about you, bitch. Now we know that you're Facetune.
I don't Facetune.
Look,
sis, they're on to you.
I
don't Facetune.
My excavators are gonna unearth this fucking jawline for the summer. Trust. Okay.
Trust and believe.
Oh my God. Well, thank you. That was an iconic.
It was amazing.
I don't think so, honey,
and
from
thank
Sydney.
You, Joe. I just want to update everyone. The red wine that was spilled is now cleaned up because
clean
of
up
hot
on all
producer
seven,
Joe, HPJ.
Oh, HPJ.
And one of these days, we need to hear from you, Joe. I think the viewers want to know what's going on. Maybe one of these days for the intro, we can jump you on and
yes.
we can have just an update from HPJ.
HPJ.
Can
yes.
you say something off mic to everyone right now?
I look forward to the opportunity.
Okay,
yes,
forward to the
yes, he looks forward to
okay.
it.
But in the meantime,
mm-hmm. in the now.
In the now.
In the now.
In fact, we have Marie.
Marie, this is Marie Faustin's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time okay. starts now.
Ready? I Don't Think So, Internal Revenue Service.
Oh!
Now, you take the money out of my check, federal and state, throughout the year,
yes.
and then I got to make sure you did your job on April 17th. Why is that my job?
Because
I'm not collecting your check like you collecting a check.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the nerve, the audacity, the caucasity.
Oh, tell them SAT words, girl.
To audit my black ass. You got a lot of nerve.
I feel
that $2,000 that I didn't claim is my money.
You need it.
I worked. I woke up early.
Uh-huh.
I waited for the car to arrive.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I jumped in. I stole a water
okay.
and some gum. And then I went to the job. Okay.
Thank you.
Why am I paying state taxes?
15 seconds.
If the sidewalk is still rocky.
Okay.
The streets
yes.
are still choppy.
Yes.
And I still have to fight to get in and out of my building in the wintertime when the
seconds.
Salt is not laid down.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so. Internal Revenue Service, IRS can suck a dick, okay? Because Donald Trump has not paid his taxes
at all.
And why am I paying mine?
Read her.
He don't
and
have no receipts.
And yes. That's 1 minute.
That's
why?
1 minute.
Yeah.
I do not feel that we should pay
taxes
at
all.
If I didn't vote for you, I shouldn't have to pay your salary.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Also,
it always just frustrates me so much when you hear about like, oh, well, they're going to need extra security up at Trump Tower, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my God, that's where the
Where's
money is going.
Where's my security?
Melania could suck another dick. Okay.
She ain't sucking that one. I'll tell you that much.
You
can tell in her face she ain't sucking not a damn thing.
I mean, she sucked it for that green card, though.
Okay.
And then she said
H-1 visa. And then she was like, case closed.
She crossed her legs.
I would suck a dick for a green card if I needed it.
But you don't.
I don't. Well,
but
fine.
You don't.
But do any of us?
No.
Boo.
Not for this country.
And we are privileged.
for this country.
But if I do need to get into another country, I would suck a dick for a green card.
That's so funny because we were just talking about I got audited in 2012.
Fuck.
But just realized today,
and I owe $6,000, right?
No.
And then Marie was like, what would you do to get this money, girl?
Would you suck a dick for $6,000?
And I was like, oh, I haven't done it in like 5 years, so like it's going to be real dry.
But still charge a flat rate.
Is still
flat rate.
Flat rate.
Who is giving $6,000, my man?
You act like you don't know
how to suck a dick.
There, you could go down to the financial district.
Okay.
And that's where they are. I work down there, and that is where those
Sis,
guys.
Were
so
you
you're
working,
telling me I need to look like you, and then I could get the six?
No, I'm saying that anybody young and willing could go down to the financial district and knock it down a quick $10,000.
No, boo. Ooh. I'll go down there and they'll be like, "Oh, can you give me a dirty martini?" They'll think I'm a waitress.
Sis,
fuck you.
He's upselling. He said $10,000. You can get extra money.
I think I could get $4,000
in one sitting.
You could get $10,000
in one sitting.
Well, you got to sit
on
it after you suck it
right on the face.
Nope. I don't think so. I think I would have to go to Dubai, get shat on.
Oh, do it in shat on.
Do it in Dubai. And,
yeah, I would have to go to Dubai, be on a yacht, get shat on for 3 days.
I'd get shat on for 10K.
For 3 days.
For 10K one time. Yeah. You could poop on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
on my back.
There's a view while I'm getting shat on.
Oh, but you can't eat the view.
Oh, you can't eat the view.
You can't eat the view.
You can't shit on the view.
Another front runner for the title of episode.
Oh my God.
Listen,
I hate everybody.
All I'm going to say, I hate everyone here. Uh-huh. All I want to say is, if you listen to this episode and you are trying to not go tonight, April 25th, to Hotbox mm-hmm. over at Et Al mm-hmm. at Ms. 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. with featuring such stupid idiots as Josh Sharp on the bill.
Yes. Yes.
And these two hosting. Come on, I don't get you.
I don't get you. God, this is one of the funnest episodes we've done.
Absolutely.
In so
HBJ,
long.
You would agree.
So fun.
He would
so
agree.
Fun.
And guess what? He sits through every goddamn episode. He sits through every goddamn episode.
Well, who's sucking his dick?
Nobody.
See, please.
Not he gets me. His dick sucked. I don't want to discuss it.
We don't have to discuss it.
It makes me jealous.
Look, for more of Marie and Sydney, if you fucking love this as much as I do and Matt does, listen to them on The Unofficial Expert. Such a good podcast.
We're going to have Bowen on very soon.
Listen, I hope that you do because...
We're going to schedule this and we're going to make it happen. And it's going to be so fun.
I can't wait.
And we're going to have tangerines for you and cream cheese.
I love that. I love both of those things. And I'm going to sneak in some Japanese video game stuff.
Yo, I'll tell you this.
Stick it in.
They record over at Marie's apartment.
No, Marie's.
Marie's.
And there is a Checkers right outside the...
I can't believe
you're mad hyped about this Checkers.
I told you, the first thing I said when I walked into your apartment was, you know, I just had Checkers.
He went to Checkers. He pulled his laptop out. He asked for the Wi-Fi. They were like...
No, I didn't.
They were like, this Checkers.
Yeah.
I did. I used my laptop at the Checkers and I watched The View.
He was very bold and beige over there. Mm-hmm. Very bold and beige.
Matt Rogers tried to watch The View at Checkers.
No, I did watch The View at Checkers.
You can't eat The View at Checkers.
You can't. You can watch The View.
This is unbelievable. You guys, Sydney Washington, Marie Faustin. This is the best.
So
this
fun.
Is amazing.
We end every episode with a song, and this
and
is the third beat.
We have to finish that song that we did before. There was
you
two of them.
Me up, and
you
we
raise
did
me up, and
emotions.
Emotions. Okay, so now it's the mashup of You Raise Me Up and Emotions.
Okay.
You raise me up so I can feel emotions taking me over. Caught up in sorrow, lost in a song. When I am on your shoulders, you raise me up to walk that I can.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.